My musician artist for this evening. Welcome everyone and thank you for your support and listening in to Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Here I am, Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva, calling from Evansville, Indiana. This is my podcast. Thank you everyone. Hey, Scotty, are you with me this evening?
Hey, good evening, Brenda. How are you? I'm here.
Thank you for participating for tonight's podcast. Now, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sumter, South Carolina, 45 miles outside of Columbia, South Carolina.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, for the fans out there that are curious and don't know who you are, tell us all how your music career began, your journey. Who inspired you and what was your inspiration to do music?
Well, I would say basically it was my history started with Motown and Stax, and then later on I got into jazz with Herbie Hancock, Miles Davis, the Crusaders, and Return to Forever and Earth, Wind, and Fire. And like any other person starting out, I started out helping a DJ with his record crates and what have you, and with his DJ equipment. Then after that, then I started studios and hang around studios and stuff like that. I said, you know, that's something I really love. I would love to do is, you know, to be a studio musician or learn production techniques and what have you. And just started from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. So it didn't have to end this way. Wow. I hear that this track is becoming very hot. So tell us how did it came about in creating this song track? And the sax player also, let's talk about him as well, Scotty. Go ahead.
Okay, Mike Benson, I met him on a freelancing website called Fiverr, and I knew the song needed that extra push to it. So I said, you know, I need a saxophonist, and there he was out of a whole bunch of saxophonists. So I emailed him my music and he liked it and he started vibing on it, and then he sent me some files that music files that had him playing. And I like, you know, I had to pick out the better ones, and I picked out that what you hear right now, and that's the one that I picked out. I said, that's the one that I like.
Okay. So how did you come up with the title of the song? What about came about that?
Basically, it was a relationship that I had went through, and I think I just put so much stock into it, and you know, sometimes we fail to realize the warning signs, if you will, and I didn't pay any attention to the warning signs, and I got caught up and to my own dismay, but so that's how that came about. So I said, you know, I could take my frustration out musically, you know, and just say, you know, how I felt, you know, with the parting ways of my girlfriend.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. I see that the video you added to the song as well. How did that come about?
Well, I got with the a video producer, and I told him my story, and he says, you know, I can use that as a dialogue with the song, and I just gave him poetic license, and he just ran with it. I said, yeah, that's the way I was feeling, you know. But, you know, and it came out really great. Sometimes when you do a video, it really is like 20,000 miles away from what it is that you really want. But he really nailed it. I'm like, wow, yeah, I really felt that.
Yeah, a lot of people are really feeling it now. When that song came out, what year was that? Early 2018, was it?
Yeah, it was 2018. I wanted you to be the first one to listen to it, because I thought maybe it was kind of hokey, and like, you know, as a man, I'm not supposed to be emotional. I'm like, I'm supposed to be really strong and stuff. I said, you know, I always want to get a woman's opinion on things. So you were the first person I listen to it, and you liked it. I'm like, okay. I'm just going to take my time and make it better. So I got it with Mike Benson, and Mike just, like I said, he just came in with that sax, and that was just beautiful. And I said, okay, now
yeah.
I got to do something with it. I'm like, wow,
yeah.
Thank you for your ears. I appreciate it. You got a great ear.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And also, the song is being presented onto other online platforms.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I think that's a great thing. I mean, I think artists should be able to have that vehicle in which to bring the art to life, you know, and, you know, and music itself is art itself. So, I mean, thank you. I mean, and I'm, like I said, I'm really humbled that people really like it. Because especially on Facebook, I was like, wow.
Everything's on the internet now. Yeah. I have four business pages on Facebook. So I try to, I don't try to make people pay attention to me. It is what it is, what people see, listen, read. But I have four business pages on Facebook. Also, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and other networks. So I try to put my artists out there and get people to see what I see and listen to what I hear and get to know you a little bit more. So, hey, congratulations, Keith. I hope you get to win an award for that song.
Thank you. Like I said, it's all humility. I'm not trying to be better than anybody. It's just my experiences that people could relate to.
Right. And you're very talented. I wanted to spin this one track called Bahama Nights. Is there a story behind this track here as well?
Yes. My mother and my father went to the Bahamas, and my father told me my mother acted the fool. She just let herself go. And I'm like, wow, you know. And I mean, my mother's she's in her 70s, and she, I guess, whatever she had drinking, and she just let loose.
Well, I was in the Bahamas, I would get crazy too. So hey, it is what it is.
Those Bahama nights.
Right. So everyone, the phone lines are open. Someone call in. to my guest line number, 657-383-0771. Speak with Scotty Barnett. Here is Bahama Nights. I'll be right back. All right, everyone. It's like quite a storm tonight here on Let's Jazz It Up with Scotty Barnett. Hey, that is nice and relaxing. Thank you so much for that track, Scotty.
You're welcome. Thank you for putting it in. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, that can calm everybody's nerves in this society today,
yeah.
Hey?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good drinking just by the ocean.
All right. Or rather, turn on your music. Is there any other new music projects that's coming up in the near future you want to give us any little details about, Scotty?
I'm getting ready to finish my album. It's going to be a smooth jazz album. I just got to get the artwork done and probably do a little bit more mastering on the tracks. And then after that, I'm going to have it out probably, say, like maybe early May or late May, sometime like that.
Really? That soon? So is Mike on the sax? Is he going to be on another one of your tracks again?
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to get him on Bahama Nights. I'm just going to let him just solo it. Just solo.
Oh,
all,
yeah.
All, I mean, yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I'm going to get back in contact with him. So right now I'm just, like I said, all the artwork, this mastering and what have you, like I said, It's gonna be a minute, but I'm definitely gonna get them back on the track.
All right, all right. Thank you for that information. So, could you go ahead and give us your website information, please, and also the social sites that you're listed on, so our listeners out there can follow up with you.
Okay, for me at Keith Scott Barnett at Facebook, and Barnett Music on YouTube, and I'm on Twitter as Scotty Barnett, and that's basically it. I don't have a regular website or anything like that. Those are just my primary places to go to because they're free.
Right, right. That's right. That is exactly right. Yes, exactly right. And thank you for that information. I would like to spin another one of your tracks called Inner Turmoil. Would you like to give us any brief story, information on this track here, Scotty?
Sure. Briefly, it's basically the things that we go through in life. I mean, the ups and downs, but we still have to somehow get the strength to keep going on.
Right, and thank you for that. This is Inner Turmoil, and this is Lady Diva. Phone lines are open. This is Inner Turmoil, everyone, and I'll be right back. Here is Slay, and I'll be right back. Thank you. Another hit by Scotty Barnett. Scotty, you still with me?
I'm still here, Brenda. Yes, I am.
All right. So, I would like to ask you this, Scotty. What is your ultimate desire of what you want your fans to get out of this new music singles that you have now? What is your ultimate desire?
Oh, my ultimate desire is for people to really look into themselves and find that strength, that love that they need, and to, you know, try to make the world a better place. I mean, I know it sounds like some earth, wind, and fire type stuff, but yeah, you know, just try to, you know, try to be a better person.
Right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. And also, could you go ahead and give your website, not website, but your social site that you listed on? Please spell it out.
Sure. Sure. Keith Scott Barnett, K-E-I-T-H, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Barnett, at Facebook.com. And
all right.
Let's see what it is. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are you on Instagram as well?
I'm on Instagram as well, Scotty Barnett.
Okay. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter.
Okay. Spelled out Scotty Barnett.
Uh-huh. Scotty Barnett. S-C-O-T-T-I-E.
Okay.
Barnett. B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. At the end, there's another E at the end. Apparently, somebody else has the same last name as me, so I had to throw another E on my last name.
I was wondering about that because I Yeah. Is it actually spelled without an E, though? Your last name?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh.
It's spelled without an E at the end, but I had to put an E on there because somebody else had the same name as me. So I'm like, okay, I don't want anybody to get mixed up or anything like that.
Right, right. Thank you for that information. So you are more than welcome to give a shout-out to all those persons that supported you on your music journey.
Sure. First of all, God, you, Brenda, thank you for your wonderful ear and your flair with the media. Leah Henderson, my sister, and and family and a whole bunch of other people who encouraged me.
Right. Thank you for that information. And Scotty, here is it is at the end of our showcase. I'm asking you for your words of wisdom. Do you have a message to deliver to our fans and our listeners out there? Or do you have any advice to give to persons entering into the music industry? Anything you want to say?
Sure. Words of wisdom. Believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. And my other parting words would be is to anybody getting into the music business, which it is a business, make sure you understand the dynamics of it. ASCAP, BMI, copyright. Learn all that you can about that. Then practice, and get better at your craft. I mean, whether it's producing or rapping or singing, you just perfect your craft.
Right. Thank you for that information. Thank you for that advice. Thank you, Scotty, for your participation for tonight's show. You're more than welcome to come back on your new music projects. And you have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
I will play Sunrise and Wind Chimes by Scotty Barnett. And thank you, Scotty, and keep in touch.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you so much.
This is Let's Jazz It Up. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, calling in from Evansville, Indiana. I am signing out. Thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.